It was an election of mostly political mudslinging, personal insults, outrageous newspaper involvement, dire predictions of warfare and national collapse. Innovative, how norms of politicking capitalizing on a growing technology. What an election. Both leading up to the election and after, a bitter partisan election that the people witnessed. This describes not the election that we have had this past week, even though it could and sounds familiar, but words written to describe an election that occurred in 1800. The election of Thomas Jefferson against John Adams tested this young country, tested our Constitution, pushed politics to more partisan times, and the use of our electoral system of electing a president was stressed at that time. Yet throughout all of the turmoil, the nation endured, the Constitution endured, and Thomas Jefferson is still recognized as one of the best presidents of the United States. In our gospel reading, Jesus told his disciples that they too must endure. They must endure the persecution. They must endure the destruction of the temple. They must endure wars. They must endure famines and plagues. They must endure. They must endure even when they're put to death or their families are put to death and as they are arrested. Jesus told his disciples in our last verse of our gospel reading, "By your endurance you will gain your souls." Citizens in 1800 endured the political intrigue and they focused on the endurance of the nation and the endurance of laws, the endurance of our Constitution. They were not naive or blind, but decided to focus on the good, focus on the future, and some, I am sure, also decided to remember to focus on Jesus' promise that he would be with us always, even to the end of time. The election of 1800 called for the people to trust in God, even when it was difficult and when turmoil swarmed around them. As we live out our lives on this November the 13th, 2016, we have choices. We have choices in our lives. We can see what God sees, a vision of the future, or see what television and the media fires at us daily, drip by drip, and focuses on fear and leads to an impossibility to trust in God. To trust in God in all things, at all times, through all kinds of adversity. What keeps us from trusting in God? What keeps me from trusting in God when, with my whole heart, with my whole soul, and with all my mind? I say the word again, fear. Fear of the present and fear of the future. Fear of the unknown. It is so easy at times to focus on the negative, to focus on something, anything which draws us from recognizing of God's love for us and that he is with us and he is guiding us. Can we trust God completely through our own adversity? Whether those adversities be about our health, our financial well-being, or about our family relationships. Can we trust in God completely when our adversities are about wars and the atrocities we see all around the globe, and the threat of terrorism hangs over us day in and day out? Fear again raises its ugly head. Nothing can separate us from the love of God, but we can forget that phrase, that verse of Scripture. We can ignore that love, and when we love, if we can love through those adversities in our lives, we can truly trust, and fear disappears. What can open my eyes and open my hearts to this love and to know beyond a shadow of doubt that God is with me always, with me always? I believe prayer, reading of scriptures, and getting into groups of like-minded people that you can live out the scriptures and talk about the scriptures with others? Can we open our eyes and can we trust that God sees the national issues and throughout the outcomes of what occurs in 1800 or this past week, that God is working through this situation and God is raising up others to handle this situation, and today is equipping us to put on our own armor to enter into the fray? Can we open our eyes? In our gospel reading, Jesus is telling his disciples and us to trust and to endure those things which fill our lives. And Jesus says in our gospel reading, in that last verse, as I mentioned earlier, by your endurance, you will gain your souls. By this endurance, we are drawn to Jesus' love. And this endurance becomes a hallmark of our faith. And that this endurance, and through this endurance, our hope in the future is not diminished, but strengthened. And this love and this faith encourages us to be generous to God through his church. Our hope in the future of Christ's church and our hope in the future of those gathered here day by day in this place. And as we see this hope realized in the faces of those gathered here this morning and throughout this day, that our hope is strengthened and our endurance is undergirded by the love and support given to us at this place called Christ Church Cathedral. I close with a passage from Romans. We rejoice in our suffering, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope, and hope does not disappoint us, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. Amen.